Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. In this programme, we look at a few of the many film classics that were made in Britain in the 1960s. I hope you enjoy the show. The 1960s was a coming of age for British cinema. There had been plenty of great UK films made before, but when the 60s arrived, there was more world focus on British cinema, as it coincided with high points in fashion, music, and lifestyle freedom. I'd like to mention a few of the classics that were made in that decade, starting with one featuring the spearhead of English music at the time, the Beatles. A Hard Day's Night was released in 1964, and United Artists were more interested in exploiting the soundtrack album around the world than the film. However, the film took £8 million in its first week of release, which makes it one of the most lucrative films ever made, having cost only £500,000. It was the first of five hugely successful films the Beatles made. The title came from Ringo Starr, who had a habit of making up malapropisms. Here's A Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you. You're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. Should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know.
Richard Lester did a fine job, and it's one of the most enjoyable rock films ever made. He put together the script after inventing stereotypes for the four Beatles, after going on tour with them. The footage from the whole first day's shoot was lost when the clapper loader got mistaken for one of the Beatles on a train platform and was chased, and he dropped the cans holding the negative. Next up, we have a very unusual and outstanding film, The Pumpkin Eater, excellently scripted by Harold Pinter from a Penelope Mortimer novel. It was directed by the great Jack Clayton in 1964 and starred Anne Bancroft as the troubled wife of a philandering screenwriter played by Peter Finch. It's a beautiful film, even though it is rather mournful. James Mason has a delicious cameo role and Maggie Smith appears briefly. Georges de la Rue wrote the score, and here's the main titles theme. Poor Cow in 1967 was the feature debut of director Ken Loach and starred Terence Stamp and Carol White as a young woman with child and a husband in jail. She takes up with his friend, played by Stamp. It proved to be a game changer. Ken Loach single-handedly invented docudrama with this film, which challenged the classic control of narrative developed in Hollywood. A lot of the scenes were improvised, which added genuine realism to the story. This is Donovan singing Poor Love.
Oh, I dwell in the town, in the grey country, wearily, wearily, and I live with my pride and my babe and things, wearily, wearily, and I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead stars do play. And then I dream along, and then I hear a song about everything that I've known and felt, and it makes my sadness melt. Then I wake up in a funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away. Watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway, up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the waste ground you must go, bring me one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm light as air, I feel sad as a butterfly. Do-da-ba-dwee-a-doo, do-ba-da-ba-dwee-a-doo, do-ba-da-ba-dwee-a-doo. Oh, I dwell in the town, in the grey country, wearily, wearily, and I take to my rest at the end of day, whilst o'erhead pretty stars do play. And I live with my pride and my kid and things, wearily, wearily. And then I dream along, and then I hear a song about everything that I've known and felt, and it makes my sadness melt. Then I wake up in a funny old kind of day. The rain has gone away. Watching the children sing and play in the garden and the roadway, up comes a little one singing a song about a friend she knows called Rosie. Off to the greenwood you must go, bring me one fine posy. All of a sudden I'm light as air, I feel sad as a butterfly.
In The L-Shaped Room, 1962, Leslie Caron plays a single French woman in search of an abortion in the, at that time, seedy Notting Hill area of London. Her boarding house neighbours are Anthony Booth, the talented Brock Peters, and Cicely Courtnage, no less. Leslie Caron was mostly known for appearing in musicals before making this film and was Oscar-nominated for her performance. The film has a very powerful soundtrack, partly jazz by John Barry and partly Brahms by the City of London Sinfonia, conducted by Muir Matheson and played by Peter Caton.
Thank you.
Morgan, A Suitable Case for Treatment, in 1966, was a brilliant comedy starring David Warner and Vanessa Redgrave. He's a struggling artist, and she's the moneyed young wife who is trying to break up with him. He lives in a VW campervan parked outside their house, bought by her parents. It's directed by Carol Rice and succeeds very well in portraying the London of the time. It works on many different levels, and Robert Stevens is outstanding as Napier, the art dealer rival for Vanessa's love. The great Arthur Mallard and Irene Handel play Morgan's parents. Music was by John Dankworth, and here's some of it. Vanessa Redgrave was due to play Georgie in Georgie Girl the same year, but backed out to make Morgan. Her sister Lynn stepped into the role of Georgie, and they both ended up getting Oscar nominations. It was Lynn's first lead role. James Mason and Alan Bates co-starred with Charlotte Rampling. Silvio Narizzano, the director, was French-Canadian and had moved to London in the mid-50s to work in television. This is The Seekers singing the title song.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. Georgie girl. Hey there, Georgie girl, dreaming of the someone you could be. Life is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
Earlier, Lynn Redgrave had co-starred with Rita Tushingham in Girl with Green Eyes in 1964, about a young Irish girl who becomes besotted by an older man, Peter Finch, who is a writer. Edna O'Brien adapted it from her own novel. It's a bittersweet tale about innocence and disillusionment, and was well directed by Desmond Davis. Music was by John Addison.
Thank you.
If you're interested to see Sean Connery before he became James Bond, you could look at The Frightened City, a great thriller set in London mobland and made in 1961, just before Connery made Dr. No. It's directed by John Lamont, and Herbert Lom is a sinister lawyer on the wrong side of the law. John Gregson is the cop on his trail. Alfred Marx is very good as a club owner, keen to get in on the protection racket in Soho, using Sean Connery's muscle. The title track was recorded by The Shadows and was a big hit in the charts. Kind of Loving was John Schlesinger's directorial debut in 1962 and starred Alan Bates and June Ritchie in a kitchen sink drama about a young married couple with a domineering mother-in-law, played exquisitely by Thora Hurd. It features a delightful off-the-wall theme tune by Ron Granger. Thank you. Laurence Olivier played an alcoholic schoolteacher who refused to fight in World War II in Term of Trial, a superbly made film by Peter Glenville in 1961. He's married to Sim Monsignore and they live in a northern town. Sarah Miles, in her debut film, aged 19, plays a young girl who becomes besotted by her teacher and tries to discredit him. It was way ahead of its time. The cast are very good, and word has it that Olivia and Miles had an affair during the making of the film. Watch out for an early role by Terence Stamp and an appearance of Darren Nesbitt. Music was by Jean-Michel Damaz. In 1963, The Very Edge dealt with the modern phenomenon of stalking. Richard Todd and Anne Haywood are your typical young couple in love when Jeremy Brett appears on the doorstep as an intruder, and he is very persistent. David Lee wrote this theme music over a great opening title sequence. I'd like to leave you with an unusual film from 1960 called Hell is a City, made by Hammer Pictures. It's a cop on the trail of a killer, but set unusually in Manchester. It's full of taut scenes as Stanley Baker's detective tries to catch up with John Crawford, an American actor playing a Canadian criminal who has escaped from jail. Crawford made several films in the UK around this time. The film is full of familiar great British actors such as Donald Pleasance, Billy Whitelaw and Warren Mitchell. It was directed by the celebrated Val Guest. It shows that to make a great film you don't need exotic locations, just a good script and some good performances. There were plenty more great movies made at this time, and I look forward to finding some more for you down the line. I'll leave you with some of the music from Hell is a City by Stanley Black.